Walk the steep, narrow streets of Cleveland's Little Italy, and you're in another world. Italian opera spills from a corner restaurant, while across the street, patrons at a sidewalk cafe munch cannoli with their cappuccino. Cleveland native and Italian tour guide Diana Maiola Cirino says Little Italy was an ideal location for Italian immigrants who began arriving here in 1885.
You know, Italians have always lived in small hilltop towns, sometimes surrounded by walls, and created their own little communities that could take on a lot of dimension with a lot of people, and that's what they found here.
Little Italy is Cleveland's most enduring Italian neighborhood. In 1911, more than 90% of its residents were Italian-born. Angelo Vidantonio invented the first hand-cranked pasta machine here in 1906. The neighborhood is still known for its authentic Italian restaurants, most focusing on the cuisine of Italy's southern regions.
Molise, Napoli, not the area of Napoli, and southern Italy, Calabria and Sicily. Usually southern immigrants left Italy for hope and a better life in America in that case.
That's Francesca Mignosa, who works for Cirino. She came here from her native Sicily for college a few years ago. Mignosa stops in front of Holy Rosary Church, which holds outdoor processions during the four-day street festival of the Feast of the Assumption in mid-August. She says for Cleveland's Italian Americans, religion and education go hand in hand.
And education is a constant, and we're in front of actually the Montessori School of Holy Rosary. Maria Montessori was, you know, an Italian educator that came to the U.S. and established this new way of teaching or educating, which was not actually based on structure, but on following, you know, a child's own development.
After the unification of Italy, more than 25,000 immigrants came to Cleveland. That story is told in a mural on the lower end of Mayfield Road. At the top of the street is Alta House, a settlement house founded in 1895 by John D. Rockefeller. Here, local residents still play bocce, a bowling game that dates back to Roman times. Cleveland resident Valerio Frabotta has been playing since he was a young man in Italy.
It's a little competition, you know. Yeah, it's a lot of challenge. We go to Toronto, New York, everywhere. Yeah, it's a good, I have fun. It's a good game. You can play until you're my old age already.
Italians brought more than bocce to Cleveland. Pamela D'Orazio-Dean, Associate Curator of Italian-American History at the Western Reserve Historical Society, says Cleveland's Italian immigrant stonemasons literally helped build the city.
People look at buildings like Severance Hall every day. They go in and admire the beauty of the building, not realizing anywhere you look in the city, any of the stonework done, there's a 90% chance that an Italian immigrant had his hand in that work.
Another Italian tradition has made its way here as well.
Passeggiata, o passeggio.
It's a beautiful part of the day, for sure.
And I think it also goes back to the concept of enjoying la dolce vita, which, you know, dolce vita means sweet life.
Enjoying life in Little Italy is a year-round affair. In October, the neighborhood hosts a Columbus Day parade, and Little Italy's many galleries sponsor art walks in June, October, and December. In Cleveland, I'm Karen Schaefer.